Henry sat and I, unable to make heads, tails, or jump shot, leaned against the whiteboard. Has she always been like this? Tiger tucked an old pair of Buddy Holly glasses in his front shirt pocket. Since her sister went missing, yeah. She's pretty much been at war with the world. Sound like somebody else I used to know. I glanced at Henry and then back to Tiger. What's the story on Jeannie? Took a ride with some folks into Billings, and they had some car trouble on the way back near the Briar Mountains exit. They had to stop and make some repairs, and folks started wandering off even after the driver told them that as soon as he got the thing running, he was heading out, so they better not go too far. When they got the van running, they all piled in and nobody noticed that Jeannie was missing. They sent somebody back later, but they never found her. Called in the Yellowstone County Sheriff, search and rescue, and finally the FBI. Nothing? Nothing, he sighed. It happens more than you might think. I think it happens a lot. He frowned, the smile gone missing. Like I said, more than you think. This was a year ago? A little more, just as the season was getting started. Jeannie was good, not as good as Jaya, but more of a team player, you know? Even if she had a shot, she'd pass the ball to another player who needed the points. A real leader. Jaya, not so much. Tiger groaned, and I think it was unconsciously that he fished the glasses from his pocket and fingered them. Jaya is the best player we've ever had, but she's so wrapped up in herself that I just don't know how we're going to finish this year, let alone make it to the NNAI. I glanced at Henry, and he grunted. The National Native American Invitational is in Billings this year. Tiger looked up at me. I was talking to Harriet Felton, the girls' coach, and she said Jaya has missed about half her practices. Her immediate family is kind of non-existent, so basketball is all she's got. In the off-season, she has a tendency to fade away. I nodded, but said nothing. The smile came back. Not your problem, right? Well, my mission, if I decide to accept it, is to find where this threat against her is coming from and neutralize it before it becomes something more tangible. He studied me. You ever play ball? I glanced around at the basketball racks, ball returns, and assorted accoutrement. Not this one. That's a shame, you got the height. That's about all I've got. I gestured toward Henry. He was the basketball player, not me. Scalp Kane laughed. Yeah, I played with him one year before he ran off to civilization. Henry smiled. Played good enough to get you to a state championship. That's because everybody was afraid you'd yank their lungs out if we didn't win. The Cheyenne Nation shrugged and stood. Probably right. I had not developed my wizened and sophisticated social skills by that time. I pushed off the whiteboard. Right. Tiger offered a hand and we shook. You off to see the police? I guess so. Her aunt is the one who asked me to look into all this. He walked us to the door. 20-some notes threatening her life. A young woman with so much talent, and she has to deal with all this stuff her senior year when she's got more important things to concentrate on. Just doesn't seem fair. What's the story on the glasses?
What glasses?
The ones that Tiger carries in his front pocket. We wound our way back into Lame Deer proper and pulled up in front of the Lame Deer trading post, or the big store, as the locals refer to it. A supermarket, craft supply store, and restaurant in one. He doesn't wear them. They're too small for his face, and I wondered why he carried them.
They belonged to his son.
Belonged? Opening the door, Henry Standing Bear climbed out.
His 15-year-old son, Keyshawn, went on to the Camp of the Dead 6 months ago. The glasses were his.
I followed him inside.
Oh.
All the cashiers and shoppers watched the bear as we swept past the registers. Traveling with the Cheyenne Nation on the res was like being in the company of either royalty or the Prince of Darkness. We sat in one of the booths and glanced around at the colorful surroundings, the place looking similar to a bazaar in a third world country. Is there anything you can't buy here?
No.
He picked up the two menus on the table, not offering me one. A young woman came over in a hairnet, apron, and unwarranted attitude. Can I help you? He handed her the menus.
How about two cheeseburgers with fries?
Considering your ages, sounds like a couple of ischemic strokes to me.
She scribbles on a pad. Drinks? A couple of glasses of saturated lard or hydrogenated vegetable fat, if you would. She turned and walked away without another word. I called after her. I'd like a root beer, please. I turned back to Henry as he spoke under his breath. Dated her mother.